Good morning. 8:49, yeah. 8:49 a.m. Monday, October the 21st, 2024. Everything seems to be shut off. Blank the screen, tuck it in my pocket. It's a chilly morning, 48-ish. Nice sun from the east. There's a big block of clouds off to the west and northwest. Pretty solid cloud deck. I don't know what that bodes for the day, but maybe that isn't me. It may be leaving for all I know. But yeah, I'm a little bit late starting this morning. It's all right. I've got a dental appointment at 11. I'm going for my three times a year. I have to go for my cleaning. I have to do it more often because of the radiation in my jaw, which makes any kind of work on my mouth a bit risky, more risky than average. And I'm terrible at oral hygiene. So yeah, I go four times a year. I go every 90 days, whether I need it or not. I think it's more than my insurance company will pay for, but it's that or I run the risk of losing my jaw, which for the lower jaw would be problematic. For the upper jaw, given that it's my skull, that would be pretty out of it. That would be very, 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 very bad. So I finished The Sunken Spaceship, and it's probably going to be the book I recommend this month, on the first of the month when I publish my monthly blog update. I spent had a very nice visit with Roger yesterday. Very nice visit with Roger. Roger and Ms. Neggett. And old man Shackford. We had a nice little talk. I'm hoping to get in a little more time between now and dentist time. But yeah, I was dubbing around. I've been working, trying to get a book list up on Book Shepherd. It's called Shepherd, shepherd.com. And it's been an interesting experience. It's been fun. It's like, okay, I had to pick five books on a theme. And I also had to pick one of my books that the theme was significant to, which is going to be difficult going forward because I'm going to start recommending books that have nothing to do with my books. I want to put together my five current favorite lit RPG books. Which reminds me, the AFK series, the AF, initials AFKAY, I haven't been back to that series in a while. And I know there's at least one or more books out since, so I probably should go back and catch up. There's so many series that I've started, and I finished what there was there at the time and haven't gone back to. But Book Shepherd has been after me, and I didn't remember it until they wrote to me this morning. They've been after me for a while to put a link to Shepherd on my website. Well, I don't have a lot of external links, but all right, I need to think about that. I need to figure out how I might do that. And they sent me the suggested link to put, and it just goes to QuarterShare. It goes to QuarterShare. And I'm like, really? 24 books, and what you want me to link to is my first one? I might argue the worst one? Although, I know a lot of people don't agree with that. Arguably, Dark Knight Station could be the worst. Captain Sheriff, for all that it is traumatic, I think we can't call it the worst since it is traumatic. A story that's able to engender that degree of sadness, that degree of loss, really isn't, at least in my measurement, a bad story. The Marva Collin books? I'm dissatisfied with them, but I don't know that I would have been had I not had cancer in between writing them and editing them into shape. Drop off my ballots today. My ballot and the rest of the household. We've got all of them filled out. They're all sealed, signed. They just need to be delivered. The drop box is on the way to the dentist, so I will take them with and deposit them. And we will have done our due diligence for the election season. Chirping going on here this morning. Lots of cars this morning. It's Monday. It's after rush hour, but getting up to the time when stores open, commerce starts percolating. But yeah, I looked up the link they sent me at Shepherd, and I was like, well, this is rather a myopic view. And I thought, well, is there a profile page? So I'm actually looking at the Shepherd website on a machine that's not logged in. So I'm not seeing what someone logged in would see. I'm only seeing what an outsider would have access to. So I looked up my name as author, and it came up, not too surprisingly, since the book is there. The one book is there. And some interesting cross-references. There's some links to related genre. I have no complaint with the related genre. And then it gets at topics. And it listed 5 topics. One of them was World War I. Really? That's unexpected for a far future space opera. World War I. Another was Chicago. How did that link happen? And it's not like one. There's hundreds. Well, Chicago, I think, was only 90. But World War I was like 900? I don't know. It was a big number. It was more than 200. And the one that really frosted my cupcake was the last one, Jesus. 200 and something, 60, I think. 260 for Jesus. And I'm sitting there this morning looking at that going, Jesus. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. And not actually reading it, but just in my mind going, Jesus? What the actual? I mean, World War I is like, what? I don't even understand this. I don't understand how this works. I don't understand what that looks like. And the profile itself has nothing, literally nothing, or very little, about me. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I haven't filled it in. So I went over to my login machine, and went to fill it in, and it wants to know 3 of my favorite books. All right, so I type in about 6 titles. Nothing was found. It won't let me put the titles in. It won't let me suggest the titles. It won't let me add the titles. It just says, no, you can't put anything in here that we don't already know about. And I'm like, well, that's problematic. And I went down to the next one. It was a favorite genre. And so, yeah, it had space opera. That was... It didn't have lit RPG. Well, no, that's not going to work. It had paranormal, but not paranormal women's fiction. And it's like, no, there's so much of paranormal I don't like. If I can't narrow it down, I'm not going to put it in, because that's just lame. And so I finally said, I'm clearly not understanding what the hell is going on with this site. And I spent way too much time trying to puzzle it out, trying to figure out what's going on here? What am I missing? A free easy chair. That looks like a reading chair to me. I tried out, but I'd have trouble getting up again, probably. I'd want to read. Speaking of reading, I went back to Wandering In after finishing up Sunken Spaceship. Sunken Spaceship was okay. It was a typical shoot 'em up, rising stakes, roll the dice for something worse every time you've beaten something, and I won't say the person who knows the least makes the most points, but the person who knows the least makes the most. Not really. He has some interesting character stuff. I don't dare say character development, because honestly I don't know that he developed all that much. But it's, you know, pot kettle as far as I'm concerned. I really shouldn't be casting any aspersions on characters who grow slowly. And it was the typical space opera with a lot of aliens. Everybody you met was a different kind of alien. No, that's not true. Most of the people he met were different aliens. There's like 7 or 8. And then there were the alien animals. Good morning. Good morning. The toddler's in a trailer that has pedals. So they're like sitting on a tandem bike in a trailer with pedals. So they can sit and pedal while they're going along, which I found adorable. Mom pulling up the rear. Dad sweating his butt off trying to drag him along. It's a slight incline here, so it's deceiving how much of an incline dragging 80 pounds 80 pounds along behind you, even if it's on wheels. I hope it doesn't need to stop fast. It's not going to stop quick. Anyway. So, yeah, it's a pretty typical... It reminded me a lot of the Maggot and Chaney Backyard Starship. We'd go on a list of Look What Followed Me Home, space opera. People who found spaceships and took off into the black. So, Backyard Spaceship. What's the one? Spaceship for Sale. Starship for Sale. I think that's it. I'm behind on that series, too. Heck, even Bob and Nikki would fall into that category of spaceships found in their backyard. In Bob's case, of course, it was in his garage, but the idea is still there. I have a hard time linking those to a book, though. I mean, because none of those stories really get at the crux of the matter when it comes to my space opera. Although I suppose a certain amount of it could be. Smuggler's Tales. need one for Life on an Alien Planet. If I was going to do The Shaman's Tales. So as I'm playing some interesting games in my head with these books, and they're, oddly enough, the games are making me think about writing and stories and books differently than I have been. Along with, oddly, the, what is it, Writer's Coffee Club, which is a daily prompt for asking a question about what you write and why you write it and how it's going. And this morning was, if you write adult fiction, would you consider writing a children's book? And it's like, oh, no. No. I don't even want to be YA. Nothing against the people who do it. It's just not a path I want to go down. No, these clouds are definitely coming in my direction. When I started, they were just a hint off to the northwest, and now they're almost overhead. The leading edge is in fact overhead. But yeah, I have zero interest in writing children's books or YA. The problem is that I'm just not interested in them. I just don't care. The writer in me doesn't see the attraction to trying to write those kinds of stories. They're not what I want to be doing with my time. And they're very difficult. They're difficult to write. They're difficult to write well, as you can tell if you look at a collection of random 10 children's books from the shop. 90% of everything is crap. But they're also impossible to market. As an indie, as a self-publisher, they are impossible to market. Because you're trying to convince somebody who's not the intended reader to buy the book, which isn't really any different from trying to convince an agent to try to sell it to a publisher, or a publisher trying to sell it to a bookstore, and a bookstore trying to sell it to a reader. But it has all of those extra steps in there that, yeah, and while it's only one, I only need to convince a reader to try it. The difficulty is, I have to convince the person with the purse to buy it. And while they may read it because the intended audience can't read yet, they're not the person to whom the story is aimed. I guess that's the crux of it. The hell did I do with the phone? Oh, there it is. Anyway, I blathered all the way around. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, but tomorrow's got an early doctor's appointment. So if I'm not here early, I'm not likely to be here at all. But anyway, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.